Hey, hi, I'm Bonnie. Welcome to this podcast, Make Joy Normal, where we chat about homeschooling and family life. With my co-hosts, Elizabeth and Christina, we address your questions and topics in a way that can create more joy in our lives. Please submit any questions you have by email or voice message in the links in the show notes. If you found this episode valuable, please share it with a friend, like, or leave us a review. That's how we get the word out. Thanks for trying to make joy normal in your own life. Okay, I just want to say welcome to my listeners today, and I have a guest with me here today. Welcome, Trevor. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be on your show.
So Trevor has an Instagram account that caught my attention that is called Catholic Stories for Children. And I wanted to just sort of interview and kind of find about what it is you guys do, because it looks a lot like you're sort of developing a really cool resource place for kids, kind of kids resources in various ways. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but I was hoping maybe you could just tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe about your family and sort of how you got started doing this.
Yeah, definitely. So I am born and raised in Orange County, California. Went out to Boston for school, came back to California, went out to Montreal, Canada for a couple years, and then back to California again. So currently in California now. And as far as my faith background, I grew up going to Catholic elementary school, Catholic high school, not a Catholic college, but afterwards I helped out at Christ Cathedral with teaching confirmation. But actually before that, how long do I have for an intro? I don't know if you want me to make it short or do you?
As long as you like. No, this is good. I think context is important.
So with coming out of college, I wasn't, I was still searching, still trying to find my faith, you could say. And so I was going to different things with like soup kitchen, stuff like that. And my mom had been going to Bible studies, so she invited me to go. I was like, okay, I'll go to a Bible study. I'll go to one. I'll try one out. And so I go, and when I get there, the person leading the class is saying, oh, thank you for coming. Thank you for joining our 6-month long Bible study through the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. Way different than going to one. So I was like, okay, I'll keep going to these. And so I kept going. And as I was going through it, this Bible study is The Great Adventure by Jeff Caven. And so it goes chronologically through what happens. And it was incredibly
awesome.
Eye-opening. I really loved it. And that was what really turned me on to the faith. That's like what really got me into it. I think it's different things for different people, but that was it for me. After that, I started listening to Catholic Answers, to Catholic Radio, to just try to get as much as I could. From there, that's when I was like, okay, I've learned so much. I want to like give to other people what I can. And that's when I started teaching confirmation at Christ Cathedral in Orange. And that's when I found out how much kids today don't know about our faith, and is amazing. They're like, what's Messiah? Or they'd ask, like, they'd see a video on YouTube and they'd ask me, hey, I saw this video. It's talking about how aliens wrote the Bible. It was really convincing. You should check it out. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a lot more than I can cover in these like 15, 20
classes. Yeah, you must have seen it all.
So one thing I want to do is I wanted to meet kids where they're at.
Yeah.
They're on YouTube, they're on devices, and I wanted to start with younger kids. Like, we should teach them before they even get to high school, before they get to that point. So that's where I started. That's where I got the idea for the animations, creating Catholic animations for young kids. So let's get some Catholic content on there, because right now there's some, but there's not a lot. We need more. We definitely need more. And we need more good Catholic content.
Yeah, great ministry. Because, you know, I mean, for my particular listeners, you know, most of them probably are maybe further along in the journey than the average Catholic kind of thing, in the sense that they're aware of their faith, they're pursuing their faith, they're pursuing their child's education. But even, you know, even if for whatever listeners, that would be helpful for, I think some of the materials you're producing are just going to be helpful in general, because it's great sort of resource center, which we can get into shortly. But also a lot of times, when people have over, say, for example, the kids are hanging out with their cousins or they're hanging out with their neighbors or whatever. So even if those particular kids in a family are well-versed, there's something that they can share with people who are not. And so it becomes a tool in a sense that younger people can use, or parents of kids can use for kids who are not in the Catholic world kind of thing, right? Not sort of grabbing the faith in the way that we would hope, right?
Definitely. And it depends on the kid too, because mm-hmm. some parents, they can get their kids started in prayer. Other kids have a much harder time. So one parent was telling me they had a hard time getting their kid just to do the sign of the cross. And until the kid saw a video of someone else doing the sign of the cross, then for them it clicked. That's what changed it for them. So for some kids, seeing videos really help. It could be a good tool, a good aid.
Yeah, for sure. So why don't you first tell us about the animations, but there's other things you have as well. So I thought, you know, you're obviously adding to your sort of collection of Catholic resources, which is great. So why don't you tell us a bit about the animations first, and of what kind of topics you cover, how long are they, kind of what age range would you say they're appropriate for?
Yeah. So the first one, on the Hail Mary, that was made for kids around 4 years old, but different age ranges have watched it and enjoyed it. And after that one, I realized, like, okay, I need to make some for a little bit older kids, because it does leave out older kids when you make something for kids that young. So these next few are for around second grade, around 7 years old, plus or take some number of years. And these ones are, it's two kids, Theo and Felicity, in a treehouse, and their guardian angels come in and teach them different prayers and teach them about the Catholic faith. And so we started with the Angel of God prayer, introducing the guardian angels. And then the second episode is on the St. Michael, Archangel prayer, bringing in the St. Michael character. And from there, we want to go to the act of contrition. So we're going to bring Theo and Felicity into a church, talk about confession, having a contrite heart, things that surround the prayer, because the whole goal with these animations is not just to teach the prayer. We don't want kids to just like learn the words, repeat the words. We want them to understand the words that they're saying and understand who it is that they're praying to.
Fabulous. And what's kind of the length of the videos? What would be the range of the ones you've done so far?
They're very short. The Hail Mary one was about 3 minutes. These new ones are about 5 minutes each. The Act of Contrition, there's a lot of topics I want to fit into that one. I'm hoping I can get a 10-minute animation. Right now we're fundraising on our website, CatholicStoriesForChildren.com.
So are you doing the animation yourself? Is that your background?
No. So my background is actually in software and coding. So I can't easily code up an animation. So I'm working with a number of very talented people to bring these to life. I'm working with a screenwriter for the writing process. I'm working with an illustrator for the drawings, composer, singers for the music. We're making songs from each prayer. Songs, it makes it enjoyable. We want to make this an enjoyable process. We don't want it to be like banging it into kids' heads.
Yeah, exactly. So you're kind of the producer of the
exactly.
animations.
Yeah, my role is producer, director, video editing parts of it. And this is really stepping outside my realm. So it's a whole lot of prayer and right. asking for guidance on these decisions with creating each animation.
Yeah, I bet. Well, fantastic. It's really exciting. So how many currently do you have up on the website?
Right now there's three. There's three animations, the Hail Mary, Act of Contrition, and the St. Michael the Archangel one. And then hopefully the Act of Contrition up next.
So you have here, help our next animation on your Instagram page. So what do you mean by that? How can people support you in helping with animation?
a number of ways. So one of the challenges we have, I'll talk about cost first, and then after that I'll talk about, because there's a number of ways people can help us make animations without paying anything, without financially. But I'll talk about the financial help first, because one of our challenges is that I was looking at popular movies, popular shows that are made, and their cost, they're spending $100 to $500 million per movie, which is an insane amount. And for popular shows, they could spend for like very low end, 100,000, and then up to like about $1 million, $2 million per episode for these shows. Wow. So this is what we're trying to compete with.
Yeah.
As far as capturing a kid's attention, because a kid will see this very amazing show, this very amazing episode, and then they'll see a lower quality anything, and it won't be as appealing to them after watching that. So we're trying to make something just as appealing, just as good, at a much lower cost. So when I was calling around different animation companies to help out with this, the quotes they were giving me were crazy. Some of them were saying, I think one of the highest ones I heard was 100,000 per minute of animation. But for our animations, the first one, the Hail Mary, was about 10,000 in cost. And these new ones are around 30 to 40,000 per episode. So wow. Way under the million per episode, but still expensive. Right. So that's our main challenge, because it is very costly to create animations. So that's one of the hard parts. Another challenge we have, so this is going into the how people get help without paying anything financially. If you want animations and you want to help us, these are ways. So one is with marketing. Like, we've made these animations. A lot of parents love them. A lot of kids love them. They've helped a lot of families, but most people don't know about them. So just simply sharing the animations, sharing our website, helps a ton. It helps a lot, because that's our whole goal. Right. Our whole goal is to help families. And so that really helps with our main goal. Another way to help, I want to say, like, just simply praying for us. Praying for us helps a lot. Pray for our ministry. Pray for these animations. Pray for the families that they reach. Another way is with testimonials. Like, if you watch the animation with your family, if you enjoy it, share that experience with us, because these testimonials go a long way in helping promote the animations further. Like, when I bring them to a bishop, to a diocese, to a larger Catholic organization, having these testimonials really show how many families they've helped. So every single one of them really helps us.
Yeah, that's amazing. Is Instagram your main platform that you're using to kind of get the word out?
Yes. Instagram's the main one, because these animations are for younger families, younger parents, and that seems to be where they're at. So Instagram's where we're at. We'll go to Facebook as well. We have an email list. We send out updates through the email list. We'll include little tips, a number of resources in the emails. We were sending out monthly emails before, but it's like we'd include a tip, we could include like all these different resources, and it's getting too big in one email. So we've broken it up and we're doing weekly now.
Okay, that's great. So people can sign up for that on your website, I'm assuming.
Yes. CatholicStoriesForChildren.com. It's right there.
So I want to sort of talk about some of the support resources that you have, because there was, you know, your building, right? And there's some really cool stuff there. So can you tell us about the mask guide? You have a free mask guide. So can you tell us about that and what people could expect if they, is it a downloadable PDF or something?
Yes. That one's a downloadable PDF, completely free. And with that one, I really like that one. That one, we reached out to a number of different parents, a number of different people, because that's a challenge that every parent has, is bringing their kids to Mass. And it's a challenge that doesn't get any easier. So we collected a number of tips from different parents on how to make that experience better. And it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be, but
we have to show up. We just have to show up.
Yeah, but it's important. That's the source and summit of our Catholic faith, right? Everything we do is ordered towards Christ, ordered towards the Eucharist. Everything we do throughout the week should be ordered towards that Catholic Mass. And so with this Mass guide, it has tips on not just what you could do during Mass, but what you could do with your kids before Mass, what you could do to help them prepare.
Okay, so it's geared at the parents as opposed to something you would give the kids.
Exactly.
Okay, lovely. Okay.
Yeah, tips for parents, what they could do before the Mass to prepare, what they could do during the Mass to help their kids throughout Mass, and then after Mass as well to reinforce that experience and to help build upon it for the next one. And that one's completely, it's a free resource. They could go to our website and sign up for our email list. It'll be sent right to them.
Okay, fantastic. Now, what about the online feast day calendar? Is that something geared at the kids?
That one's also, our website's geared for parents, for catechists, for teachers, homeschoolers.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I really appreciate that because I think that ultimately we should be distilling all information via the parents. So I really appreciate that these things are geared at educating, supporting, providing resources for the parents, and then they can then use what's appropriate for their kids. I think that's a great idea.
Thanks. Yeah, definitely. I agree. And with, I didn't mention this, but I'm going through a master's in theology program at Franciscan University of Steubenville. And one of the emphasis there with catechesis is involving the whole family, how important it is to involve the whole family. Because culturally, it's moved to a point where it's kids are sent off to a catechist, kids are sent off to someone else to teach them, and it's not working. That's not working. And like the primary educator for kids is the parents, is the home, is the family. Pope John Paul II talked about this especially, and that's one of the main things I'm trying to do is help parents with that, help parents with that process. And so one of these is that feast day calendar. And so it has that list, different feast days. And I'm still adding to it. I think there's over 3,000 canonized saints. And even with, I didn't check to see how many are on the US calendar or Canadian calendar, but there's quite a few. So it's taking time to add to all of them. But we have for each day, you can go to it. So today's the feast of, is it Pope St. John Paul, Pope St. John the 23rd. And the Smiling Pope, is the Smiling Pope's feast day. And so on it, you could go to today's and find videos on him, reading material. I think today's has recipes. Well, all of these don't come from us. There's a lot of really good Catholic content creators out there. And so what I'm trying to do is gather all these resources together and make them easy to find. And the feast day calendar I like because you could find it per day. Like, what can we do today? What can we do tomorrow if you like to plan ahead or follow me? Yeah.
It's brilliant. Yeah, this is a really great idea just to gather resources to make it easy for parents to access information about their faith that's appropriate for their kids, right? And they can pick and choose what they want out of the various things you offer.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. They don't have to do all of them. That might be a lot. But yeah, they can pick and choose what works well.
Fantastic. So you've got a printable shop as well. So what do you offer on your printables? Like an Etsy shop. What kind of things do you offer on your printables?
So there's our shop is pretty small right now. We just have a few items. But they'll include prayers and guides. So it'll have like the Pope Francis five finger prayer. I think that's our most popular download. The next most popular one is the St. Ignatian spiritual exercises for kids. Easy to follow version of that. That one I love. I think it's a really great resource to help kids, if you're not already doing it, to start that, even without kids, to do it yourself, examine your day each day. And it helps with so many things. With guides, there, yeah.
So, Trevor, can I ask you to kind of describe the St. Francis five-finger prayer? Is that what you called it?
Okay, the Pope Francis five-finger prayer is a prayer from Pope Francis where he has an intention or group that you pray for with each of the fingers. So you'd start with the thumb, index finger, middle finger, and go to each of the five. And for each of the five, there's a specific group that he calls to mind. And you could read through it, and it makes sense for each one. For the St. Ignatius Daily Examine, that one I think is really good in helping kids grow in spiritually with humility. That's one I haven't touched on. I could touch on that more if we want later, is helping kids grow in virtue, helping kids grow in humility and love and faith. But for the St. Ignatius Daily Examine, that one is short. It's five steps. And you start out by reminding your kids that they're in God's presence. And you step through the day. You go through like what happened, beginning, middle, end of day. And there's a few different ways I've seen it done, but you can have them say what they did that day, what they did that was good, what they did that was not good, where they felt God's presence that day. Because we really want to call to mind that God is constantly present throughout the day, and keep that in the mind and the heart. And also emotionally, what you felt throughout that day. So these experiences, you want to recall at the end of each day and pray on them. And after that, so you've talked about the good actions, the bad actions. After that, you pray the act of contrition for things that you didn't do right that day. You ask for God's forgiveness for them, and you're committing to doing better the next day. And then you thank God for helping your heart. And after that, you make a intention for the next day. What am I going to do tomorrow? That's good. What am I going to change for tomorrow? So that's
what great habits for kids to be landing on, right? And for parents too, because many of us, you know, really struggle with our prayer lives when we have small children. You know, we might have had a really rich prayer life prior to having children, you know, or as a young couple, but then, you know, you get busy, you're tired, your day is filled with, you know, the needs of small people. And so, you know, even doing those things with your kids is going to be a really valuable way of increasing your own awareness of God's presence, right?
So I've heard some people take that prayer intention at the end of the day. And what they do is at noon the next day, they call it to mind again, like that, remember that prayer intention from yesterday. How are we doing on it so far today? Kind of like a midday reminder. And then they can
Go
with that for the rest of the day.
Yeah. And I mean, it's both good for kids and busy parents to recall what we set out to actually accomplish in our life, you know, which is, you know, to be kind, to treat others in a Christ-like manner, to, you know, whatever it is we need support with the most, right? So do you want to tell us a bit, you said we could talk a bit more about virtue and sort of virtue discipleship for children?
Yeah, so one of the things that I've been reflecting on with this ministry, with, because our main thing is with prayer, is with helping families grow a prayer life, a habit of prayer. And one thing that saints have brought up and different popes, different writings have brought up is how prayer is an intimate conversation with God. A lot of us ask for things in prayer, but one thing that's not thought about very often that these saints talk about is how prayer changes you as a person, how prayer helps you spiritually. So I was reflecting on this, like, okay, how does it change me? Is there specific things that happen? And one thing that came to mind is with the virtues and how prayer helps you grow in virtue and how prayer can help your kids grow in virtue. So for example, take the virtue gratitude. So you want your kids to grow in gratitude. You want your kids to be more grateful. Great. What do you do? How do you do that? And so one of the things you could do that's very simple is with starting with prayer, starting with the prayer before meals. So have your kids, and most people may already be doing this. So thanking God for the meal that's in front of you. So if that's a habit that you're already doing every day, you can take that and grow it. You can, before each meal, after saying thank you for the food, say what else you're thankful for. What else are you grateful for? And if that becomes rote, if you're saying the same thing every day, what are you grateful for that day? you can point out almost anything to be grateful for. I'm grateful I woke up today. I'm grateful I have clean clothes. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful for having family, having parents, for the sun outside. You could be grateful for anything. And this is something you could lead your kids in because they're going to be following you, even though it's going to be up and down, right? With kids, you never know. But prayer, having prayer is an easy way to have this as a habit that you could do day after day after day after day. So even if there's days that aren't good, then you have days that are good, and this habit grows, this gratitude grows. And so even as kids mature, you could get to a point where you're saying, thank you for the hardships. Thank you for the cross that I had today. Thank you for these hard things that happened today. And so that's one way to grow gratitude, because with virtue, you can't just give a lesson. You can't just say like, this is how to be grateful. This is an interactive way too for kids, which is very nice for learning and for growing. And you could take that and apply it to other virtues.
I really appreciate that you're tacking it on to already saying grace at meals, because it's, you know, something at a very basic level, you know, most of us are doing. And so I always have found it easier to add to a habit or change a habit when I tack it onto something that's already in place, right? So it's easy to just add on to that thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And with other virtues. So for example, humility, we talked about the act of contrition, the St. Ignatius spiritual examine, with growing in love. So you want to help your kid grow in love, thinking about others, putting others first. It may be hard to get them to do actions, but starting with prayer, turning their heart and mind towards thinking of others, do prayers of intercession. Have your kids start praying for other kids at school, for their teachers, for their brothers or sisters. Have your kids start praying for other people each day. And whether you want to add this on at your nightly prayers, morning prayer, whenever you want to add this on, this is another daily habit that you can build and grow to help your kids grow in love of others.
That's beautiful. So what are you looking for to the future? Like, what are you looking for? You've got these things in place. Where do you see yourself moving forward and adding on to this? Because I think that my listeners, I think many of them would appreciate just what you have in place now and sort of looking to the future about how you anticipate growth.
So after the prayers, I would like to do an animation on the Mass to help even further help kids understand this, because there's so much in the Mass that you could really bring to light by showing in a video, in an animation, even calling to mind Genesis with the garden, where they're in the presence of God. Like in church, we're back in the presence of God again. With manna, we could go back to Moses, show them wandering through the desert, have the manna fall from the sky and showing that, and even connecting these with the different words that the priests are saying in Mass, so that when kids hear words or phrases that they've heard in this animation, with the video, with showing, explaining what's going on and hearing it into Mass, calls to mind what's going on to help them really understand it. Because I think that's one of the hard parts of mass is not understanding what's happening, what's going on, what the priest is saying, and why he's saying it, and where that comes from.
Yeah, what a beautiful thought on that. And in terms of your, so you're going to continue working on animations that are sort of building on the ones you have in place already, and you know, adding also to your resources. So at some level, these are all sort of going to connect: the videos, the saints' resources, the printables that you have. Like all of those things are kind of connecting, so people can go and sort of check out what's happening today, and sort of build their own little resource kit from what you have in place for them, right?
Yeah, definitely. Because every family is different. Because I've thought about going a curriculum route, and it's challenging because I know every family is different, every kid's different. And so one of the things I want to try to do is align with the church and the seasons of the church. And that's why with that feast day calendar, it's going along with what the rest of the church is doing, what the rest of the world is doing. And yeah, exactly. Building on these.
And, you know, honestly, you know, particularly for my audience being homeschoolers, they're wanting to streamline as much as possible. So if something is a curriculum, it generally is a narrower age range, right? Because we're trying to reach a particular audience or whatever. And I think that having the freedom to sort of just work within, you know, the what you provide. I think my experience has been that curriculum can often be burdensome, you know, or can have burdensome parts to it, right? So being able to pick and choose and having it be fairly seamless, like, okay, where do I go to get these resources? Boom, here's a place where there's, you know, I have several resources at my fingertips, kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And then that offers options for kids too, because then you could have kid chosen activities, because when they make the decision exactly. themselves, usually they're more interested in it, right?
Now, how would kids be using this? Like, do you have an app, or do they go on your website? If they're on a device, how would they be accessing the animations?
Yeah, so right now the website isn't made for kids. We don't have an app yet. I would love to make an app in the future for kids. Right now it's built for parents or catechists to use. And yeah, they can download the resources, print them out, and use them how they see best for their family.
Is there anything that you would kind of like to leave my listeners with in terms of encouragement or maybe where they can start if they're, you know, new to this game, and sort of where's my best place to start?
As far as starting with Catholic Stories for Children, I would start with the Hail Mary. That one's the Hail Mary is always a great starting point for anyone anywhere. If you're just getting started with prayer, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are way further along than that. But for those getting started, starting with that one, and then from there, building that habit, building these habits of prayer. And expanding on them to help your kids grow in virtue. That's the goal, right? Help your kids get to heaven. So what I would want to leave listeners with, what I'd want to leave you with is building that habit of prayer, with your kids, with your family, and the importance of that in growing closer to God, growing in virtue. And I don't know, there's so many benefits to building that prayer life, especially with going from a chaotic life to having prayer built in. It tends to make things more at peace.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much. I just really appreciate you sharing this. I appreciate you doing this. And I would just encourage all my listeners to check out your website and your Instagram page. You've got some lovely things on there. So we will pray for you, and good luck in this. I hope that this really, really grows and becomes whatever your vision is for it.